WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The new superhero film Black Panther opens wide tomorrow. As originally conceived in 1966 by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby of Marvel Comics, Black Panther was an African king named T'Challa who fought crime in a high-tech panther suit. The film stars Chadwick Boseman, who first played the character in 2016's Captain America: Civil War. Black Panther was directed and co-written by Ryan Coogler, who made Creed and Fruitvale Station. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
Although Marvel superhero movies are more alike than unalike, Black Panther, starring Chadwick Boseman as the African King T'Challa, is as good as its wildly positive reviews proclaim. For all its high-tech gadgetry and computer-generated mayhem, it's grounded in the real world. It begins, in fact, in 1992 in Oakland, California, probably only a few train stops from the site of the tragic climax of director Ryan Coogler's debut feature, Fruitvale Station. Outside some projects, black children play ball and make the best of their bad deal, while inside, two men with high-powered weaponry get a visit from the elderly king of Wakanda and two spear-carrying female bodyguards. The terrible result of that visit reaches to present-day Wakanda and beyond. What is Wakanda? A fictional African nation, on the surface, not too different from the ones our current administration has disparaged. Once you get under the lush canopy of trees, though, its hidden-away capital city is both ancient and futuristic, with sonic-powered railways snaking among great stone towers. It's fueled by a vast supply of the super metal vibranium, which the Wakandans have protected for thousands of years, primarily by remaining isolated. Their worldview will be brutally tested. The villain is a charismatic radical named Eric Killmonger, played by Michael B. Jordan, who starred in Coogler's Fruitvale Station and Creed. He wants vibranium to power nothing less than a full-scale race war. He's crazy, but as a street kid with a chip on his shoulder, he's more dramatically compelling than the regal, conscientious T'Challa, which is one way Black Panther is edgier than its Marvel predecessors. It's taken a long time for the Panther to arrive on screen, but then it took years to get his standalone comic after being a supporting player with the Fantastic Four, the Avengers, and a series with the cringeworthy title Jungle Action. It was worth the wait to get the character right. Marvel is known as a boys' universe, but the filmmakers have surrounded Black Panther with women who frequently leave him in the dust. One is his flaming red afro-haired on-and-off girlfriend Nakia, played by Lupita Nyong'o, who's bent on leaving Wakanda to help other imperiled African countries. Even stronger is Danai Gurira's General Okoye, who has a samurai's dexterity with long spears. T'Challa's giddy kid sister, Shuri, played by Letitia Wright, is an even more fun inversion of male superhero protocol. She's the tech wizard Q to Black Panther's James Bond. T'Challa invokes her help during a fight with Killmonger on the Wakandan train tracks.
Shuri!
Brother!
Turn on the train on the bottom track!
The stabilizers won't deactivate your suit! You won't have protection!
Neither will he.
Okay!
Some of Black Panther's computer-generated imagery looks fake, and apart from General Okoye's acrobatic spear work, the fighting isn't as fluid as you'd hope for from the director of Creed. But the movie's palette is gorgeous. Its roots in both pop sci-fi and African folklore. Afrofuturism is a label I've heard. The Black Panther isn't just a random super alter ego like Iron Man or Spider-Man. It has mythic reverberations. It's T'Challa's spirit animal. Chadwick Boseman gives this busy enterprise its grave, thoughtful center, abetted by Winston Duke as an imperious rival tribe leader, Daniel Kaluuya of Get Out as a fickle ally, and as a CIA agent, Martin Freeman, who's the lone representative of the larger Marvel Universe and uses his small stature to big comic effect. In the coming weeks, people might wonder why Black Panther focuses on the struggle within the black community instead of against larger racial injustices. But here in his first film, T'Challa is primarily concerned with the welfare of his own country. Let's see in future installments how he's changed by his move from isolationism into the larger world. In the meantime, let's celebrate Black Panther for what it is, a momentous event in pop culture history.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.